You know how it's Greta. When you're famous, you can do a lot of things, good and bad, but the hope is always in. You get the magic back. And they thought these concerts in London would bring back the fans and bring back the magic. But unfortunately, it's not going to happen that way.
Yeah, but even before he signed on to this deal for the concerts, he was falling deep into debt, and people were still lending him money.
He's Michael Jackson. I mean, it sounds trite now, but the simple fact is he's world famous. He has biggest album of all time, and he's got zillions of fans, and people are starstruck. People are simply starstruck. Why would they lend him money? Because he's Michael Jackson.
Well, you know, it's sort of interesting. They're going to need some business genius like with Graceland, because when Elvis Presley died, he didn't have a lot of money. He didn't have debt to the tune of what Michael Jackson did. But when you look at Graceland and what a financial success that's been, I suppose that a lot of people are hanging their hat on the fact that Neverland can be a moneymaker.
No question about it. This would be as big as Graceland, in my opinion, because you have L.A., first of all. It's not in Tennessee, which is kind of out of the way for a lot of people. You have it near Los Angeles. It's going to be a huge, huge moneymaker down the road, for good or bad. I'm not sure it's a good thing for America's image to have this kind of excess, but I think Michael Jackson's former home, Graceland, will be the biggest thing around in L.A., be another great tourist stop for the people in Los Angeles.
What about the Beatles catalog? Did he still own part of the Beatles catalog music?
He did, and the rumor is that Paul McCartney will get the Beatles collection now. But Michael Jackson felt very bad for a long time. His old friend Paul McCartney was so mad at him about this. McCartney felt snookered by Michael Jackson for a long time, and they stopped being friends for many, many years. And Michael Jackson, a couple of years ago, supposedly decided to sell it back to McCartney, and he needed the money anyway, but McCartney was going to be his friend again. He wanted to be friends with Paul McCartney.
But Jackson still owns it, so right now, assuming, I mean, it's going to go into the estate, if Michael Jackson still owns it, and then it belongs to the children to the extent that there aren't other people, creditors of the estate, and it sounds like there are huge creditors to the estate to the tune of about $500 million.
That's true, but I think there was some kind of, supposedly according to reports, there was some kind of a deal worked out on paper, and maybe it's legal, that McCartney will inherit or pay money to the estate to own these songs again.
Well, I assure you the creditors are rushing to court to put their liens on this.
Right.
John, thank you.
Thank you, Gunnar.